Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's the Mitchin Podcast.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Mitchin. We are a food podcast that was gone for a year. Now we came back 2 weeks ago, and now we're back again with an episode featuring a co-host who is responsible for, some might say, the worst episode of our podcast.
The worst episode ever.
Those are
the whole thing.
Those are the beautiful tones of the one and only Duncan Voldemort.
Voldemort. The one that should not be named.
You may know him from many episodes we've done, including one recorded live at Africola last year.
Debbie Does Dallas.
The drunkest episode ever.
Ever. In the whole world, ever.
And Duncan is in Sydney at the moment for a massive festival that he helped curate called the Beer and Barbecue Festival.
Yes, I hate beer and I hate barbecue, but here I am.
But together, they cancel each other out.
Exactly.
And you'd barely tolerate it.
Barely.
So you've brought a bunch of people that you like from around the country and the world to come to the festival.
Guy Fieri wasn't available, so we got Matty Matheson, who's like the action Bronson, but less stoned.
Is that the worst description of yourself ever?
It's the worst, but Duncan is highly unintelligent and a piece of shit, so it's perfect. It's all that I could think, like, you know, it's what he is.
So you may
it's who he is on the inside. He's projecting right now. He's projecting. You know, he just wants to be a celebrity, you know? He really wants to be a celebrity chef.
You may know that the voice of the voice you just heard, the celebrity chef himself, Matty Matheson, from the Viceland series, It's Supper Time, or what's a dead set one?
Dead Set on Life.
Dead Set on Life.
That's over, so who cares?
RIP. You've got a book that just came out like a month ago called A Cookbook.
No, my cookbook comes out October 9th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's
the pre-sale. It's on pre-sale.
Right.
Go buy the fucking book.
Go pre-buy the book. And you're here cooking prime rib?
Yeah, we got prime rib here with the Unicorn Hotel. And then we're doing like Big Mac pizza over with the Lansdowne? With Lansdowne. Yeah. It's great.
How many times have you guys cooked together before?
Well, me and Matty used to see each other on the down low. And I'd say, second time we've cooked together, kind of? Yeah,
second time. Set the scene. Where are we? We are like backstage, kind of, at this festival.
Heaps
behind
of sexual tension.
There's nowhere that it's quiet. We're at a beer festival.
There's someone playing a fucking jungle set near us.
Yeah. Come to Sydney. There's lots of junglists.
Yeah, what's up with the one thing that isn't on this festival is me. You booked every cunt with a harmonica, but not me to DJ.
I only did the food things.
Okay.
The lineup,
who do I blame?
They're all assholes. I hate everyone. So you should have been here, Levins.
All right. Next time.
Yeah. Just come to Adelaide.
All right. Maddie, how many times have you been to Australia now?
I think this is my fourth. This is my fourth time.
And I remember reading that you said at one point in your life that you never wanted to come here.
I never wanted to. I just never did. All the Australians I ever interacted with were like pieces of shit.
Name names.
And then when I came to Australia, everyone was really amazing. And Australia is literally like my favorite place to come. And it's just really far. And I guess just all the Australians that leave Australia are fucking really dumb and annoying. But here, they're kind of maybe dumb and annoying. But I don't know. I love them. I just love them here.
What about South Africans that leave South Africa and come to Australia?
Well, I think, like, you know, I've never been to South Africa, but the one South African I've met, Duncan, and he's just a horrible person. He can't really cook. He's got a horrible beard and kind of curly hair, and he wears shorts, which I find is just kind of weird. Yeah. Like, men shouldn't wear shorts unless they're swimming. But, you know.
But don't you mostly wear nothing? Got,
why do you hate Elon Musk
so much? No, I take my shirt off. I like to be, you know, whatever mood I'm in. But, you know, I would never just walk around with
salmon
just
shorts.
Weird.
Salmon shorts.
It is fucking cold, too. Like, it's like
it's cold
like,
out. He's wearing a jacket. He's wearing like a coat. But he's right.
Because you're all
his
soft.
Calves need to breathe. He's got hot calves. He's got real spicy knees.
So... how many days are you out in Australia this time? Like, just for this?
Yeah, I'm here from, I don't know, the 29th. I got here on the 28th, and I leave on the 10th.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, 10th of July.
And
good.
I'm here for quite a bit, I guess. A couple days.
What else are you doing while you're here?
What else am I doing?
Besides eating.
I'm doing the festival here. I'm going to Melbourne for a few days in between the festivals. And then I go down to Adelaide and do the beer and barbecue festival down there.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Awesome. Duncan.
Yes.
When you were putting this lineup together, what did you want to do?
Not work, basically.
Great.
I didn't want to touch any food. But I just want to hang out with my friends. They weren't available. So I got Ben and Morgan and Maddie, obviously, and Shannon Martinez and a whole bunch of awesome fucking producers and cooks just, you know, cooking some shit.
Now, did Duncan choose many of the chefs that you were familiar with from Australia before coming here?
Yeah, well, I know some of them from before, and I know some of them from, like, beer and barbecue before. I met Shannon last year at the barbecue festival. I met Benjamin here yesterday at lunch.
We've got Ben from Chin Chin sitting here waiting for the mic. Say hey, Ben.
Hello.
Hello. So I went to, Duncan brought me to Chin Chin yesterday for lunch, and it was unreal. And then I met Ben yesterday, and now we're here just doing a podcast. It's just the world gets so small, you know? the culinary community here is so strong.
So how do you divide up your time with how many projects you work on? Do you do it project by project?
Everyone works really hard every day.
Uh-huh.
I work really hard every day, but I just do different things. Instead of going to one job, I have like an office. And I work on several, I'm working on like a clothing company, I'm working on my restaurant, because I don't care about really being a chef, I guess, maybe. So I just want to do cool shit. So
what's the clothing company?
The clothing company, I'm not really talking about, it's going to be a very...
shorts, right?
It's mostly shorts. It's mostly shorts. It's just shorts,
will it
it's
have
baggies.
Anything this color?
No, we won't. I don't think we'll have any pink.
Ben's right, wearing all pink.
No, it's going to be like a workwear, a Canadian-made workwear line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're still executive chef at anywhere at the moment, or?
No.
No, you're not.
Ew. Chef is such a tacky word.
You don't have a Wikipedia page. It's very hard to figure out what the fuck you do these days.
I don't. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm just Maddie, man. I do whatever the fuck I want. I don't even know what to say. I make recipes and curate a pizzeria back home called Maker Pizza. That's it. I'm building a restaurant right now as well.
Duncan's apparently just updated your wiki page and it says you make... Duncan's just updated your wiki page and it says you make sex wear.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone take Ben's microphone away.
But no, I just... yeah, I don't know. Every day I just work on a bunch of different things the same way as people work on, you know, I don't know.
Do you miss when you were cooking, like, first and foremost as a chef?
I don't know. Yeah, for sure. Like, I miss... yeah. I do miss, like... but that's, like, a long time ago. In the last, like, 5 years, I've just been traveling, making television, mm-hmm. working on restaurants, doing all that stuff, getting further and further away from the actual kitchen. So when I open my restaurant in January, hopefully I'll be, like... like, I'm going to take 6 months off.
So what are you building? What are you building?
I'm building, I'm not going to talk about it here. Back home I don't talk about it, so. But I'm just opening up kind of like my dream restaurant. So there I will, like, you know, have Chef Whites on and fucking be, like, on the line working in my restaurant. for probably like 6 months, probably call it 3 months, and then just get back to doing like all the different things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
What is your like your preferred style of food to eat and your preferred style to cook?
I'll eat whatever the fuck's on the table as long as it's good. Like, I'll fucking eat a shoe if it's tasty. Yeah, like, I think mostly, yeah, like, it's as long as it's good. Like, I don't care. Like, I have no, I really, it's not like, what's your favorite, like, I don't have a favorite food. I think I probably eat, like, pho more than anything.
Sure.
But I love Vietnamese soup.
Has someone taken you out to Pho An in Bankstown here yet?
I haven't had any Vietnamese food in Australia
no
ever.
One's taken you to Cabramatta or anything?
No, Adelaide has the best Vietnamese food in the world, so yeah.
Okay, that's probably false, like, but alright.
He's still not going because he's a piece of shit, so.
Wow.
What's up?
when you travel a lot, you go a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Do you like, say you're on the way to Australia, do you have a cuisine in mind when you come here or you don't care?
No, I don't have a cuisine in mind. I want to like meet new chefs. I want to try their food. I get really inspired. Like, you know, like even when the first time I went to Africola, like I never even heard, you know, I don't want to sound like rude or anything, but like I never heard of like Africola. And then I went there, I was like, it's so fucking good. Chin-chin. I've never actually heard of chin-chin. I go there. Like, Duncan's like, we got to go to this dude. This guy makes amazing Thai food. We got to go to this restaurant. We went to this restaurant. It's fucking amazing. And I just think, like, pound for pound, like, Australia is, like, maybe the best culinary continent, actually. Like, it's fucking phenomenal. Their produce, their seafood, their meat, like, and just the pedigree of chefs are, like, pretty unreal. And, you know, I the first time I came here, I ate at 16 restaurants the first time, just in Sydney. I ate at 16 restaurants, and I didn't have a bad bite. And I think like that speaks like just speaks very loudly and how good and how proper all the chefs here are. And it really blew my mind. I kept going to restaurants and eating and just being like, everything's so fucking good. And I was just like, this is weird. Like, even I go home and I go to my buddy's restaurant, I'm like, wow, that was pretty shit. Or like, you know, like it's rare to like not have a bad bite. And I think it's just like an amazing thing.
Where have you been like in the spare time you've had while you're here?
I go to like Boon, like the first day I ate at like what, 5 restaurants? I went to like Boon Cafe.
Great.
We went to Saobo.
Amazing.
We went to
St. Peter's.
We went to
LP's. Great.
And we went to A1.
Amazing. Shit.
So it's just like, and then the next day it was a little more chill, and I think I just went to Chin-Chin because we were doing the festival.
Has someone taken you to Golden Century for a late night feed?
We're doing that tomorrow night. I'm really excited. I've never had Pippies.
Oh shit, the XO Pippies. Make sure you get the fried bread on the side.
Okay.
And the vermicelli noodles. That's for Duncan. So make sure he remembers.
I heard they got a little off-menu noodle dish.
So, I mean, the book that you put together—it's a cookbook, yeah? Recipes.
Yeah, it's a cookbook. Why would it be not a cookbook?
Well, because it sounds like you should also do a travel book.
A travel book?
Yeah.
I've been here. I've been there. No, I don't know.
Like a guide.
A guide?
Yeah.
No. You got. There's already guides out there. I don't need to be a guide.
Do you trust them, though?
Huh?
Do you trust those guides that already exist?
I trust locals.
Sure.
Like, but I still use, like, when I go somewhere, I'm like, I just Google, like, best pho or best ramen or best whatever. And then usually it's like, I don't know. But I trust, like, I meet dudes and, like,
so,
you know.
So back home in Canada right now, what do they know of Australia?
That they're fucking kind of psycho cunts. Like, all Australians are just, like, they're at, like, in Whistler or Banff, and they're all, like, snowboarders and, like, just doing fucking pounds of coke and, like, fucking and being a party animal. Like, it's really weird. Like, yeah, like I really think you're the people that leave this country misrepresent Australia as a whole. That's for sure.
Like more so than any other country.
I don't know, but more so. I just think that like the only Australians I ever met back in Toronto, I was just like fucking meatheads.
Body town.
Yeah, no, they were just like always like really aggressive and really loud. Like, I guess I'm allowed to. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm projecting.
So, you know, being as loud and vibrant on your like Instagram and your videos and stuff like that, do you have a lot of people come up to you with the perception that like, that's going to be exactly how you are when they meet you?
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, why aren't you yelling? And I'm just like, why would I be... See, there you go.
Yeah. He's literally getting pointed and yelled at right now.
Cunts!
Yeah!
See you at Whistler, cunts!
Yeah, you know?
Fuck yeah!
You got any beer?
No! But, you know, like, I think a lot of people expect me to be just, like, this yelling dude, and I'm like, that's what I do. Like, when I make television, I'm performing.
Sure.
And I'm like, when I'm like, I'm just a pretty chill, normal. Like, I get like pretty loud. And when I used to drink, I was like a psycho. Like, I met Jake, and I'm like, pretty much like me and Jake are kind of like when I used to fucking drink. Like, it was like, I think me and Jake would have got along real good.
We're talking about Jake from Mary's previous worst guest on this podcast. He's banned from the podcast, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
He's banned.
I like I had a meeting with him a few months back, and I had my son with me who was 3, and I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, Jake's the most friendly guy ever. Jake said cunt within 3 seconds of meeting my son. That's great.
It's
inspirational.
He's great. I don't know. Everyone's great, but a lot of people think that I'm going to just be like yelling and being a crazy person, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm not. Well, I am, but I'm just like not like when you meet a bunch of random fucking fans, I'm just like gonna be like, hi, nice to meet you. Like, I'm polite, so I'm just like a polite kind of dude. I'm just like, hey, nice to meet you. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'd love to take a selfie with you. You know, like, I don't know. It is what it is.
So, you know, you say you're not loud all the time, but is your cookbook written in all caps?
No. I think my cookbook is gonna. Be pretty different from what people expect. Like, there's like I said, like, there's like, I think maybe 4 photos of me in the book, and the book is like my story of my life. Like, half the book is my family recipes where I'm talking about my grandma's fucking jam.
That's the best.
So it's just like, it's a very, like, when I get to like when I'm cooking in restaurants, I tell stories that are pretty wild, but it's like, it's like the story of my life through.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Food. It's where my, like, half the book is my family, half the book is like my restaurants and like the restaurants I worked at and then the restaurants I opened, and that's pretty much it. Like, it, but I think a lot of fans are gonna expect it to be kind of like It's Supper Time or Dead Sound Life or like my YouTube shit where I'm just like, hey, here's a fucking key bump of fucking Coke for your fucking baking soda, or like, it's not that. It's a professional cookbook that I really worked hard at, and I wanted to make a timeless piece that I'm proud of, rather than like all caps is just, that's Instagram. Instagram's a fucking joke. Everything's a fucking joke, but for the opportunity of me writing my own fucking cookbook, I wanted it to be proper and like respectful and
Did you write it on your own, or you have a co-writer?
I wrote it myself.
Awesome.
No ghostwriters here. No co-authors or whatever that is. I don't know.
Finally, a Canadian without a ghostwriter.
Oh, come on, bro.
Did you listen to the album yet?
I haven't.
It's really long.
Yeah, it's like 20 some pages.
25 songs.
Yeah, good for him. Drake's great.
But have you got like because I love the storytelling kind of cookbooks, and I feel like there definitely is a market of people who buy them just for that story with no intention of actually cooking anything within it.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't care if people cook from it. I just want people to buy it, and if people buy a lot of them, I can make more of them and hopefully buy a pool, you know? The main goal is for me to buy a pool. Everything I'm doing, the reason I'm actually
deep pool barbecue. Deep pool or like shallow?
I want like just a pool. I want to work hard and like get a pool in my backyard.
How long is that frozen for in Canada though?
It's a lot. You
like
can use a pool
for like 9 months.
You can use
right?
a pool like 3 months, maybe.
So you can skate for 9 months.
We could skate, but I don't ice skate.
Right. We need to work on that.
Or you could hollow it out. I mean, so empty it.
No.
And then skate with it.
Don't hollow it out. You can skate for 9 months if you get good at it.
We could. I could become a great hockey player. But I hate hockey, so I doubt that'll happen.
Hate hockey, love Drake.
Hate hockey. I like Drake. I wouldn't say I love Drake. I like Drake. Drake's fine.
Sorry, I don't know why we're talking about Drake.
I don't know. He's from Toronto. I don't know any people from Sydney, so I'm not.
So
I can't
reference any massive rappers. Are you a Raptors fan or not?
Am I a Raptors fan?
Yeah.
No, I'm not an anything fan. I don't like sports. I don't really I'll watch like the Super Bowl, maybe.
Raptors
really
had
like
a good year though.
Huh?
Raptors had a good year.
He doesn't care, man.
Yeah, they had a good year. I mean,
they had a good year. DeRozan opened a door for me once. He was coming in. I was walking into a restaurant at the Four Seasons, and him and his wife were coming, and he opened the door, and then I just like walked through, kind of. So DeRozan opened a door for me once.
That's gold.
Great story.
That's gold.
Should we talk to someone else?
Yeah.
Momentarily?
Talk to Kate.
Do you want to tell me who Kate is, Maddie? Hi, Kate.
I met her. Cat.
Oh my God. Hi,
see?
Cat.
Cat's great. No, Cat's great. I meet a million people.
Cat works at Duncan. Duncan, tell me who Cat is.
Duncan.
So Cat's like the event queen. She made.
Cat is definitely my favorite.
Little, I don't know, primer brothel happen.
And sexy brothel.
Sexy brothel. She's like the hottest handyman on the planet. Yeah, she does all the things. She's amazing.
Always wears pants, never wears skirts.
What about shorts?
Occasionally no. With work boots.
Why don't you tell me about this prime rib? Because prime rib isn't really an Australian thing. Like the way we're serving it here, Ben disagrees. Why?
He's saying, no, I mean, prime rib is an Australian thing, yeah, 100%.
It's Scotch fillet.
Yeah.
But the way we're serving it, the prime rib kind of, I don't know. Like when people say like prime rib, it's like a full steak.
Yeah,
whereas in
yes,
in the States,
I mean,
and in Canada,
Australia, if you're having prime rib, you're having a 400 or a 600 or a 900 gram steak.
But here, how are we doing it, Kat? What are we doing with
for food? You tell food.
It's finely sliced. Actually, Maddie bought a new knife for the occasion. He went off and he got some beautiful Japanese slicer, and it's sliced really fine. It's amazing. Like,
and it's smoked, yeah, Duncan.
Yeah, like his whole thing was this, I don't know, fast food chain in America. I forgot the
Arby's.
Arby's, yeah.
Arby's.
Like, Arby's.
It's Arby's, and the RB stands for roast beef.
Arby's.
No. Yo, give Maddie his mic. We're trying to mansplain your prime rib.
Nobody in Australia knows Arby's, and everyone in America pretty much hates Arby's. It's like the most like disrespected fast food chain. It's like a roast beef. It's like beef mortadella. Like sliced warm beef mortadella. And it's one of my favorite things. It's like so trash, but I love it. And roast beef sandwiches are the best. And I wanted to do a barbecue thing, so I smoked prime rib and sliced it and put cheese sauce on it and the barbecue sauce and some horseradish.
So, I'm pretty sure I saw a lady orgasm earlier.
It's very delicious.
Your burger. Absolutely. The reception
really good,
to the
right?
Sanger is outstanding. We have a lineup that goes for 50 meters.
The massive line.
I have the biggest line.
There's also, it might be because there's a sign there that says, come inside Maddie Matheson.
Come inside Maddie Matheson. I would like to say that Australians love innuendos.
In your endo.
I can't.
I definitely didn't make that sign.
Exactly.
How's the reception to the Arby's style beef sandwich been?
I think everyone likes it. Everyone says it's the best. It's definitely better than the pig that Duncan didn't cook yesterday.
Okay, so
Duncan chose just to not cook the pig. He wasn't happy with it, and it was just a raw pig. So, you know, he's quite the princess.
I got stitched up. Okay, my pigs are all frozen, and I didn't want to, you know, like serve frozen pigsicles. It's taken 7.5 years for my pig to be ready, but it's fucking delicious. It's actually the best pig in the world, and you know, like beats Manny Matheson's mortadella. Prime rib, fucking bullshit, really. Because
potentially
Canada sucks.
Horse meat.
What about okay? Pig versus cow, beef versus pork. What wins? Pork versus beef.
What's more bougie?
Beef.
Cow.
Yeah.
There's no bougie. Wagyu pork.
It
because
is.
Pork is just naturally Wagyu. Isn't that kind of funny? Like people are just paying so much money for really fatty beef. Just eat some fucking pork. Fuck.
What's your favorite dish at the festival? At least between me and Maddie.
And then besides
I'll
these
be honest, cards. It's anything Shannon Martinez makes.
So yeah, tell me about Shannon. Who is Shannon Martinez?
Which one?
Shannon Martinez is the best vegan chef on the planet, actually.
Oh, right. And what's the name of the company called?
Smith and Daughters.
Duncan's never left Australia, so.
No, she is. Shannon is probably the best. Shannon is a beast.
She's
the best vegan chef on the planet.
I think she's doing the most interesting vegan food.
Totally.
Give me some examples of what she's been cooking.
Gumbo, vegan gumbo. She did brisket last year that fucking bled. Actually bled when you cut it.
How?
Beet juice. It doesn't bleed. Okay, right. It's not blood.
Well, you know, it bled beetroot, like, you know, whatever.
Her brisket was great.
Exactly, it was amazing.
It didn't bleed. It juiced.
Her and Morgan are doing their Bell's Martinez fried chicken burger. Which is like Bell's hot chicken, but vegan.
Right.
And gumbo and tater tots with jalapeno sauce. Fucking sick. It is amazing.
And you've got Morgan on the fry, and you've got Shannon running the show, and it is a delicious time.
Totally. And like, you're a vegan, vegetarian, and you love it.
Is that why they're involved?
Yeah, because we need a vegetarian person to be in the festival.
I know, because I know a lot of chefs kind of are a bit like, oh, fucking vegans. Like, was this like, you know, something that's a long time coming to get involved?
That is why she's a multimillionaire, because she doesn't like make food to support vegans. She's like, we're going to do something as delicious, because Shannon's not a vegan at all.
Right.
But she's got the palate to create something that she's had. For the vegan market that tastes the same as what we would eat.
Yeah, right? Sure. Yeah, because the kind of perception with vegan is that it's all like, you know, salads and tofu and stuff like that. But like, vegans love eating deep fried shit too. So I used to have a restaurant and like we would do really well just off the back of doing like 3 vegan options that were deep fried.
It's very rare to come to a barbecue event and be able to eat something of that quality texture. Normally it's a slop or it's a salad. Like you said, it's cold. She's bringing like a crunch and a flavor that is unheard of in a barbecue festival.
Unreal. How would you go about doing like a slow and low cooked vegan thing? Like a massive celeriac or something?
She did with her brisket.
Oh, really? Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it was like,
what was the brisket? Was it beetroot?
Something called Satan.
Okay, right.
Satan. Satan, actually.
Okay, right.
Which is like a fucking dough that's been washed and beaten and then, like heaps of beetroot puree, salt and pepper, smoked for 12 hours, wrapped in tin foil and then sliced.
And
we had heaps of like barbecue aficionados like have it, eat it, and go, this is fucking as good as any brisket we've ever had.
That sounds unreal. Okay, cool. Well, I might start wrapping things up. All the best for the rest of the festival, and especially your Golden Century first.
I'm really excited about that, because last time I didn't go, and I went to Flower Drum last time.
That place is sick. Flower Drum's great.
It is. I'll say one thing. They rip you off on the conch, but the Peking duck was pretty legit.
As long as someone orders, like, everyone has, every different chef has, like, their, like, kind of favorites that they always have to order. So hopefully you get someone that knows that their shit.
The old pearl meat. I can eat that pearl meat all day long.
Pearl meat's real good. Yep.
But yeah, they really get you on that conch.
So that's the place like where chefs all in Sydney always end up at the end of the week, like until like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. at the end of massive events like these. What's the equivalent? If we ever find ourselves in Toronto, where do we go?
Like all the chefs, we all used to go to Taste of China.
Okay.
Taste of China is kind of very similar. You know, all the live fish tanks. It's open till, you know, 6 a.m., 5. Like, I think it's open 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
And you just go in there, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at like 3 in the morning after the bars close. And it's just a lot of industry, and it's amazing, you know. I've almost got kicked out once for like almost trying to jump in the crab tank. But
how's the conch situation there?
We don't have conch,
right?
So no conch. You don't get ripped off.
Hey Ben, what's going on at Chin Chin? Before we go,
what's going on at Chin Chin? Yeah, we're having fun. I mean, we're hanging out in Sydney, and you know, Sydney seems to like us, and we're happy.
So you've got the Melbourne store, the Sydney store. Is it just the two now? Or they've got a bar as well?
It's just the two. Hopefully, you know, if you guys continue to like us, we'll do more.
Unreal. And what have you been doing at the festival?
Drinking beer and...
What have you been cooking?
There might have been some duck with some dragon fruit, and there may have been some cauliflower with some curry spice coconut. Yeah, there was drinking beer, and there was hanging out and having fun, and... I mean, why haven't you been into Sydney yet?
Why haven't I been where in Sydney?
In the Chin Chin Sydney.
I've got two kids. This is like, I get like one night out a month.
I got three and two ain't a win, right? So I've got, I'm going to give you, what's the date? Who's got the date? Who's got the date? Who's got the date?
Who's got the most kids?
Who's got the most kids?
No, who's got the date? Who's got more than three
kids? Who's got the date? It's around the 30th, right? I give you 2 weeks to come and see me at Chin Chin Sydney and have lunch with me, all right?
Okay.
Or the challenge is you and I cage fight.
Okay, that sounds great.
And I guarantee
sweet,
you...
Sweet love.
That's going to end up messy. Messy good, but well, like, fuck, let's do it.
Okay, sounds great.
You and I, lunch. We're going to do lunch, all right?
Okay, we're on record, lunch. I'm coming to have
come
lunch
see
at
me
Chin Chin.
At Chin Chin Sydney, we're going to...
Are you living in Sydney now?
Half-half.
Half-half, sure. But yeah. You're here for the next 2 weeks?
No, I'll be back and forward, but I'll be here for that.
Okay. So I'm just going to show up randomly. I'm not going to tell you. And if you're not there, cage match.
Mate, it's an hour.
I'm going to fight all your sous chefs.
I'll jump on a plane and I'll come up. Graham's got it under control. He'll have
okay.
You.
Okay, fantastic.
We're going to catch up. We're going to do lunch.
Okay.
You'll come and see me. And we're going to have fun, all right?
That's the Chin Chin update. He's going to have lunch with me.
That's
Duncan,
what we're all about.
Where's this festival going next?
Chin Chin.
Adelaide. It's,
no, Chin Chin.
Adelaide.
It's sold out in Adelaide, and it's a lot of this crazier.
We're going to, it's going Maddie's to Chin Chin next, and then we're going to Adelaide.
It's going to be pretty disgusting.
Duncan keeps saying whatever. Adelaide. It's only because he's from there, and he's trying to, you know, promote South Australia, it's actually going to Chin Chin.
I'm not being biased, but South Australia is the best state in the whole world.
In fact, I must say, I've been to Taste Australia a couple of times. I love Adelaide. I love Adelaide.
He does.
Okay.
It's
best
amazing.
Bars ever.
Yeah.
And Africola. Thank you.
At least one good restaurant in Adelaide.
Yeah. How's Africola going? Good?
It's a fucking machine. I've got the best team. It's fully booked every night. And that's why I can do stupid shit like hang out with a Canadian and a, you know, posh bogan, bougie bogan right here. Bougie bogan.
Maddie.
Yeah, bougie.
Your book is out in October. It's called...
October 9th. The book is called Maddie Matheson. A cookbook.
Yeah.
And
stay
tuned. When's the next season of It's Supper
Time
coming?
We're launching it at Africola on
October 10th. The next season of It's
Supper
Time coming out? Never.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't want to do shit forever.
What's your next TV show then?
I don't know. Working on it.
Working on it.
You'll see.
Sure.
I like to just keep shit... Things that go on for too long, it's like, why? The world that we live in, everything changes so fast. You can't just like... Supper Time's dead, bro. We should do a worldwide trip.
Kill more things.
A worldwide trip checking out how good is food at Putt-Putt Golf.
There we go. Putt-Putt Golf. I'm coming to the nearest Putt-Putt Golf food, catery, whatever it is.
What about a
show of you just testing pools around the world? Looking for the perfect swimming pool.
Pork? What?
No,
balls?
Pool. Swimming pool.
Swimming pool? I would love a swimming pool traveling show.
I'm in.
Let's go.
What's the best pool you've been in your life?
My restaurant partner My restaurant partner has a heated pool, which is very nice.
Yeah.
You need a heated pool in Canada.
Okay.
If this show goes...
Yeah!
His pool's going to be the best.
By the crew,
yeah,
yo.
Pool.
All right. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, too. Thank you so much for listening to The Mitchin.
Bougie.
A more sober episode next time. Bye.
Bougie. It's The Mitchin Podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.